He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the November 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. This is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. We're broadcasting live from the BSN, the Best Stock Now radio studios here in Carlsbad, California. And I don't know if that's new high, Stephen. Check that on the Dow. The Dow is up 68 points right now to 23,648. I want to say we were up around, how close are we to all-time?
Yeah, we're real close.
Yeah. Well, let's just call it at or near all-time highs this morning. We have the S&P up almost 6 points. We're at 2607. I want to say that's a new high. 2607? I think that's a new high. We've got the NASDAQ up 4 points. We're getting, you know, it's like when you're hitting new highs almost every day, you kind of lose track of what the old high was.
Yeah.
We have to look at our charts and we have to look at the close. But
S&P is a new high.
Yeah, 2607. And the NASDAQ is only up 4 points this morning. The tech stocks have taken a little vacation here a couple of days. I think, what was it? Morgan Stanley downgraded the chip stocks on Monday. And, of course, we've got another firm upgrading the chip stocks today.
Hey, there we go.
So the ping-pong battle goes back and forth. NASDAQ up about 6,882. Crude oil, which has had a pretty good run here. Crude oil is down 22 cents to 57.89. Gold is down $1.80 to 1,292. We have the euro at 1.19. That means the dollar fairly weak still. And we have interest rates coming down a little bit. Good day to refinance your house, Stephen. You don't need to. I need to. I need to refinance my house again. We're down to 2.32% right now.
Wow.
On that 10-year bond. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. Little chilly this morning, but let's just take a look. What can you look up the temperature in Minneapolis this morning? We were there. When we were there, it was about 80 degrees when we went to that Padre game, and I'm sure it's not 80 degrees.
45 right now.
Well, that's not bad at all.
It's a low of 26, though.
Okay, low of 26, not bad.
We're high of 49.
Where are we today? 63.
Man, it feels cold.
It feels cold for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the high is supposed to be 68, though.
Uh-oh, that's trouble. I wore a jacket today. I wore my sport coat today just to keep myself warm. Well, yesterday we kind of had a pretty flattish day. And can you pull up the live trading tweets? Now, what do you call those? No. Well, emails.
The live trading alerts.
Yeah, the alerts that I sent out yesterday. And kind of, you know, sometimes I'm not always sending out a trade in those alerts, but I'm also talking about the temperature of the market. And the temperature of the market yesterday was lackluster. It was very, very flat. And I commented to Stephen, in fact, can you find that?
I'll find them.
Yeah, okay, you'll find them. But the one that was in particular that I remembered sending out was, you know, the market wants more, they want more clarity on this whole tax issue that is now before the Senate. And, of course, President Trump is visiting the Senate today. He's going to crack some heads, shake some hands, do whatever, twist some arms, see what he can do to get that thing across the finish line. And I think the market wants a little bit more clarity on whether or not that's going to happen or not. I think we were set up to have a pretty good day yesterday. We had a tremendous Black Friday. We had a very good Cyber Monday. And but that big, big, big thing hanging over the market right now, the biggest thing hanging over the market is that tax, corporate tax cut, which would be huge for S&P 500 earnings, which would cut the corporate tax rate from about 39% down to the 15 to 20% area. And that's why futures this morning, we're doing okay. We're up. But we are waiting to see. Trump heads to Capitol Hill today to rally Senate Republicans on his signature tax bill. In the latest report released by Adobe, Cyber Monday hit record revenues of $6.6 billion, making it the largest U.S. online sales day ever. Did you buy anything yesterday for Cyber Monday? Did you buy anything? Stephen, did you buy anything? Was your thing muted? Make sure you're not muted.
I actually didn't buy anything yesterday.
Well, you got me the Apple Music subscription.
Yeah, that wasn't on Cyber Monday.
That's though. Every album. You know, I used to, for $10 a month?
Yeah.
$15 for a family.
Family is six.
I have access to every album in their entire library. So I ended up listening to Nat King Cole all day yesterday. Steve is going, who's Nat King Cole? Well, probably the greatest singer.
I know it's Christmas music.
The greatest singer of all time. And my wife and I, my beautiful wife, Lynn, and myself, we love Nat King Cole music. And, of course, Sinatra and all the other good stuff. And, going to Del Mar, Bing Crosby, was pictures of Bing everywhere across that Del Mar racetrack. And they had just finished the Bing Crosby season. And it has a very Hollywood kind of feel to it. So they just don't make music like that anymore, Stephen. Morgan Stanley sees the yield curve flattening next year. Now, okay, why would you even want to know about that? That means that the long end of interest rates and the short end of interest rates are moving closer and closer together. Generally speaking, short-term rates are very low, and long-term rates are going to get more money for holding on for a longer period of time. Now, when the yield curve flattens, there has never been a recession. There has never been a bear market that wasn't led by a flattening yield curve. So at least we should sit up and take notice when Morgan Stanley says this. But they also say they don't see a recession out there on the horizon. And I would agree with that. We had some predictions on the market last week. Was it Goldman Sachs? They came out with a very bullish prediction last Monday. Then later in the week, someone came out with a bearish prediction. Was it
Morgan Stanley?
Was it Bank of America? I think it was Bank of America. Yeah, it was Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Well, now Morgan Stanley weighs in. You know, I could see this scenario maybe. They see the stock market peaking in the first half of next year with the S&P 500 hitting 2750. Well, I have a target price on the S&P for next year of 2,800 right now.
Yeah,
with a tax cut. Without a tax cut, then all bets are off. But Morgan Stanley says stocks should peak in the first half of next year with the S&P hitting 2,750, but then turn volatile as the market begins to sniff out a recession, according to Morgan Stanley. Now, here's my question for Morgan Stanley: what are they going to do about it? When they start to see a recession coming.
Stay the course.
Are they going to call their clients and say, you know, I think maybe you ought to back off of the stock market just a little bit because there's a recession. Our analysts, our experts here, our Wharton School graduates, top of the class eggheads here, see a recession coming. We think you ought to lighten up in the stock market. And in fact, we could see the market going down by 25 to 30%. Let's take you out of stocks right now. We had a visitor from Hawaii yesterday, correct?
Yes.
He flew all the way from Hawaii to visit us.
Yes.
Did he have a Morgan Stanley account? Was that a Morgan Stanley account?
No, Merrill Lynch.
Well, they're even worse.
They're pretty bad.
We shared a floor downtown when we were down on that 19th floor overlooking the whole harbor and the bay and everything. That was a nice office.
Very nice.
It was beautiful, but I'm happy up here in my Carlsbad home. Anyways, we shared the floor with Morgan Stanley. And, of course, I was the first one in the building every morning. Here's 20 floors. How many offices? How many people work in that building? The only time we ever knew how many people worked was when we had a fire drill.
Or when there were donuts in the lobby.
Yeah, when they had breakfast.
Yeah.
Remember? Then you knew how many people worked in the building.
In the building next door.
You never saw those people any other time.
No.
And all of a sudden you would say, wow, look at all these people that work in this building. I've never seen this guy before. Well, out of all those people in the building, I was the first one there every single morning as I walked to work from our downtown home. And by about 9, 10 o'clock, a few of the Morgan Stanley guys would start drifting in. And, you know, how many offices were in there? Maybe 100?
Hundreds.
And there was maybe 20 people there?
Maybe.
15? I don't know. Hey, I'm just saying. What's Morgan Stanley? Here's my open-ended question. If you're a Morgan Stanley broker, I want to hear from you. What is Morgan Stanley going to do when the market starts to turn south? Well, when we come back, we'll start to turn north. We had that big Morgan Stanley downgrade. What is up with Morgan Stanley today? They're in my they're
they
in my hair. Well, they downgraded the semiconductors on Monday, but guess what? We've got a big upgrade of the semiconductors today. Where does the truth lie? Well, I'll give my 2 cents on that when we come back. It's Bill and Stephen Gunderson on this Tuesday, November 24th.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The song remains the same. Well, listen to here what we had go on yesterday. And we'll use a couple of proxy stocks here, Stephen, from the semiconductor sector. We know that on Monday, Morgan Stanley downgraded the semiconductor sector from an overweight to an equal weight. They've got all these weird designations, all right? Equal weight, underweight, overweight. Most of the times we're overweight, especially this time of year. Anyways, they downgraded, and the semiconductor stocks, they didn't take a beating. What were they down? 2%, 1%,
yeah.
1.5%?
1.5%, I would say.
Well, let's take a couple of proxies here. One of our bigger positions in the chip sector is Lam Research, LRCX. In fact, we have an option on the thing, and it took it in the shorts a little bit yesterday. How's it doing today?
Bouncing back.
Is that a nice move?
It is.
It's a very nice move today. It's up $2.60. Powerful move. You know, maybe it's worth sending out that option play again, because I recently raised my target price on Lam Research by a considerable amount. Let's take another look at a chip stock that we own. Let's take a look at Micron, MU. MU sold off yesterday. MU's not making the move that Lam is making today, but it is up. It's recovering. Why? Because another firm out there, Stiefel, here's your trivia question of the day, Stephen. Where's Stiefel located? I'll give you a hint.
That I don't know.
Used to be the home of Albert Pujols till he got traded to St. Louis. Yes, I drove by Stiefel, not too far from Scott Trade. I'll bet it's cold in St. Louis this morning. Look up the temperature in St. Louis just for fun this morning. Ooh, it gets cold in St. Louis. Of course, Scott Trade will soon be 53. Well, that's not bad. No, light jacket. All right, well, Stiefel today defends the chip sector. And they defend Micron, and they defend the NAND stocks. Okay, that is DRAM, all kinds of different storage stocks. What would be another chips? Applied Materials is another big position of ours. Yeah, it's flattish today. It's up 0.5%. But I like that move in Lam Research today, all right? I remain bullish for the most part, not on every chip stock. I don't like AMD. I hate AMD. I don't own Intel, even though Intel is a major player in the autonomous car with their purchase of Israel's Mobileye. But I do own several chip stocks, and I remain. Did I buckle at the knees and sell yesterday because Morgan Stanley downgraded the chip stocks?
Nope.
No. All right, chain store sales. You know, this is surprising to me. I continue to see more and more signs. In fact, I'll tell you a stock that's, to me, a big, big indicator and proxy for the consumer, Stephen. Pull up THO. What does THO do for a living? THO manufactures RVs. Would you say that people got to be feeling pretty good to go out and buy an RV?
Man, you got to be feeling really good.
Or really bad.
Yeah, I guess if you're selling your house.
We see some people living here on the coastline in old beaten up RVs, right?
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, Cousin Eddie. And we see a few of those. But for the most part, to go out and buy a big ticket item like an RV, you got to be feeling pretty good about the economy and your 401k. Look at Thor Industries today, THO.
Yep.
Is that thing breaking out to
up
new all-time highs? Well, just for fun, let's look up Winnebago, WGO, okay? Look at WGO.
Wow.
Is that not a sign that the consumer's feeling pretty good about themselves? Are you upgrading your Christmas plans this year? Are you going all out on the house? Are you having the professional light hangers coming over and doing the... That's what I need to do. Stephen, you know any in our neighborhood that do that? I'm getting too old. That second story up there...
Yeah, all of our neighbors have done it.
It's really tough when you extend the ladder all the way and you're standing on that top rung and you're 60 years old, you know, and you want to get that last light. And remember Christmas Vacation when Chevy Chase, he staples his sleeve to the rain gutter.
Falls back on the tree.
And everybody's just, they're downstairs, you know, having fun while he's hanging from the tree. Help, help. Well, I need to call the professional light hanger. I want to do my house up nice this year. All right. Well, because I'm feeling good about the economy. Chain store sales are up 5% during Black Friday. Now, remember, Online sales were up 19%. But hey, we'll take it. Chain store sales, that's Macy's, Target, Walmart, all of that kind of stuff up 5%. They're meeting, the OPEC ministers are meeting today. Now, I remember when that used to be a big deal. It's still a big deal because they pretty much, well, they used to have more control over the price of oil than they do now. Why have they lost a lot of their control over the price of oil, those OPEC ministers? Because of the U.S. They can't control.
We're the biggest
producer
now,
right? Well, sure, they can't control us.
Nope.
We're fracking in Texas. We're fracking in, there was a horse that won Saturday at Del Mar. His name was Fracksand. I thought, okay, there's a sign of the time. Why would you name a horse Fracksand? But he got out in front and nobody ever caught him. We were there. It was fun to watch. And anyways, you know, we are the number one producer. So OPEC can cut the spigot all they want. They can tighten the spigot all they want. You know what we can do over here? We can loosen the spigot. So they can't do to us what they did back in, 1973, I want to say, when we lined up on even days because we had even license plates. And I would have to get up an hour before work, Stephen, just to fill my car with gas because we had something called the oil embargo. They had us by the throat. Well, they don't have us anymore by the throat. Anyways, Toyota looks to thread the electric vehicle needle. Toyota should have been a leader in this.
Yeah.
Well, Toyota was a leader in the hybrid. I mean, I think there's probably more Priuses on the road than any other car.
Probably, yeah.
Used to be Volkswagens in my day. We used to count slug bugs, we called them. Toyota execs say there's a misconception that the company has fallen behind in the pure electric. Does Toyota have a pure electric car?
No,
they don't. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they don't in America. I don't know if they maybe have one somewhere else, but I don't think that.
Of course, they're way ahead in the hybrid race, but during a briefing in Tokyo today, Toyota management said the automaker remains committed to pursue all types of next-generation vehicles. Now we're talking. Remember,
You would think there's some electric cars.
We've been thinking of a name for this whole automobile technology revolution. We've called it reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
How about the next generation vehicles?
Yeah.
To me, that's one of the biggest growth areas in the market. What was the title of my newsletter this last week?
Geely Really.
Hey, that's clever. How's Geely doing today, by the way?
It's up 3.5% today.
Yeah, is it hitting new all-time highs?
I believe so.
I drove by a Volvo dealership last night. I was out with my wife, and I said, you know who owns Volvo? She said, Volvo. I said, no. Volvo's a Swedish company. A Chinese company owns Volvo. Geely, really? And Geely is going all electric, like Bob Dylan did at the Newport Folk Festival. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about the electric airplane. How about this, Stephen? The electric airplane is coming, and we own the stock that is developing it. This is Bill Gunderson, and it's Stephen Gunderson. We'll talk about a great dividend there.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. We had a flat day in the market yesterday. Look, this big thing with the Senate tax bill, that's going to be dominating the headlines here today. It's going to be driving the market. Obviously, the market feels a little more optimistic about it today than they did yesterday. And at the same time, we've got our friend Jerome Powell. Who is Jerome Powell? Not the center fielder for the Atlanta Braves, no. Jerome Powell is not the up-and-coming rookie. Like, what was that guy's name? Powell?
Aaron Judge.
Where did he come from? Fresno State. He's adopted. Did anybody know that he had that in him? Well, Jerome Powell is going to be the next Fed chairman. It was Greenspan, and then it was Bernanke. And then it was a Yellen, and she was a Yellen, lower rate. She was a dove, and it looks like another dove will take over Jerome Powell. I saw him being grilled by I don't want to say Pocahontas, but...
don't say it.
Our friend Elizabeth Warren was grilling him this morning about ripping the people off and things like that. Well, anyways, we have a strong start to the holiday season. We had a very good Black Friday. We've had a very good Cyber Monday. In fact, the biggest online sales day in the history of man. And we have strong RV sales. So look out for Cousin Eddie.
And boat sales.
What?
That's part of it as well.
Boat sales are up.
And like Polaris and
well, you see what
those off-road
saying?
Vehicles.
I mean, these are things that people got to be feeling good about. PII is Polaris.
Yeah.
And where is Polaris headquartered? I want to say Edina, Minnesota. Let's take a look and see if I'm right, because I've owned Polaris in the past. You know, oh, look at Polaris breaking out to new all-time highs. That's been a good stock over the years. Medina. I forgot the M, but there is an Edina. Medina, Minnesota. They manufacture all-terrain recreational vehicles, especially for deer hunters.
Yeah, and Harley-Davidson's having a good day, too.
Well, there you go. I think I'm right. I think the consumer's vibrant. I'm going to look into a cruise. How's Carnival doing? CCL, we own that in our dividend-paying account. How about Royal Caribbean? We own RCL. How's it doing? Are people booking cruises for the holidays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, they're taking off.
Numbers haven't shown up yet.
They're taking off in their RVs. We know that. Well, now we've talked about electric cars and really, Gilly, we talked about the stock that Warren Buffett owns 25% of. We own it also. We found it using our Best Stocks Now app. How about a hybrid electric propulsion for aircraft? Do we own... EADSY. Yes, we do. Airbus. Remember when we made that big push into European stocks and international stocks? Where is Airbus headquartered? Airbus is a competitor to Boeing. Airbus is headquartered in the Netherlands, of all places. They're a Netherlands-based maker of commercial and military aircraft, satellite, helicopters, defense systems, electronics, and even missiles. Did you know they make missiles in Denmark, in the Netherlands? They're making missiles along with those wooden shoes. Look at that stock hitting new all-time highs, would you? What is it currently ranked, EADSY, in the Best Stocks Now app?
Let's check it out.
Has a dividend yield of about 1.3% when we bought it.
Number 37.
There you go. And we own it in our income and growth portfolio, which is now up year to date as of Friday. Now this I had someone write to me yesterday. She says, I just cashed in a CD. I made like 1% for the year. I'd like to have some exposure to dividend paying stocks or income. I said, well, I certainly wouldn't be in the bond market right now. I would still continue to be buying dividend paying stocks like Airbus. Our dividend and income account, or we call it income and growth account, as of Friday, was up 15.9%. And that is before the management fees that I charge and the trading fees that that Scottrade charges. And one of the stocks that we own in that account is Airbus, and we own Boeing. We own them both, EADSY. Is that also not a good sign of the economy that people are ordering commercial aircraft?
Yeah.
You know, Delta and American Airlines and not all the rest of them. People are flying again. The airports are vibrant. The economy is vibrant. Well, Airbus has teamed up with Rolls-Royce. You didn't know they made aircraft engines. That stock's in our app. What's it rated? RYCEY. RYCEY. It's not rated well because we don't own it. Where is Rolls-Royce? Of course, they make those fancy cars that are about a mile long.
3,200.
And where is Airbus rated? EADSY. Did you say number 37?
37.
Well, that makes the decision pretty easy.
Yeah.
And they're teaming up with German company Siemens, which is in the app. Pull up S-I-E-G-Y to come together to develop a hybrid electric engine as the race intensifies to advance battery technology and electric motors. Now we're talking about airlines. Imagine what that would do to the airline industry. Their fuel charges, okay? It's dubbed the EFAN X program. The three companies anticipate flying a demonstrator aircraft in 2020 after ground tests provisionally on a BAE 146. By the way, what's Siemens What is it rated? It's pretty good.
2,000.
Yeah, okay. I don't own Siemens. All right. Another big word in today's vernacular of the stock market. How about artificial intelligence? We own an artificial intelligence ETF.
We do.
It's doing very, very well. It's hitting new all-time highs. We also own a Chinese stock. It's the Google of China, and the name of it is Baidu, B-I-D-U. Baidu is an $85 billion company. They are forming a partnership with a private company called Xiaomi. I've heard of them. They are entering into an artificial intelligence partnership. Well, we're seeing a lot of artificial intelligence coming into the mix. And like I say, we own, if you get the newsletter and you take a look. Now, a lot of people, Stephen, you know, they'll send a portfolio to us and maybe it's a couple hundred thousand. It's an IRA rollover. They say, oh, by the way, my wife has a Roth with 4,000 in it, right?
Right.
And I have a Roth that has 7,000. Do we buy individual stocks in those portfolios?
No.
No, we can't. We can't buy 25 stocks in those portfolios. Instead, we go to best funds now. And that would involve exchange-traded funds and mutual funds. And we own about, what, 6 or 7 positions in that portfolio, something yeah. like that. We've owned iBuy. We've owned the T. Rowe Price Technology Fund. We own a robot ETF. We own a automation ETF. We own an artificial intelligence ETF. In other words, cutting edge type stuff. We don't own these big, large indexes. And this artificial intelligence is a big deal. And I think there will be, I know there will be an ETF soon on this whole rethinking the wheel revolution that goes round and round. There's not an electric car. Well, there's a lithium ETF. And
right.
we deconstructed the entire lithium. We deconstructed the robot ETF, and I ended up buying a Japanese stock that I never heard of. And that's in our premier growth portfolio. We got a deal here today, Stephen. When's the last time you ate at Arby's?
I can't remember.
I actually went there like a week ago. There was nothing else around. I was on my way to a class.
There's not one really near us.
Yeah, San Marcos. And I got a Reuben sandwich. It wasn't bad. Huh. Well, they're buying Buffalo Wild Wings. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
When's the last time you went to a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Probably about a year.
Was that the time I took the whole crew and
yeah.
thought it's too loud and the food's not that good and I never went back? Well, Buffalo Wild Wings, take a look at a chart there. They are being bought out by the people that own Arby's today. And Buffalo Wild Wings is at $155 per share. It was $100 in October, so it's gone up 50% in the last 2 months. The rumor is true. Someone is buying Buffalo Wild Wings, and the suitor and the buyer is Arby's. Now, I want to talk about another term in today's market that wasn't around, blockchain. What do we know about blockchain? Blockchain has a lot to do with Bitcoin, right?
A lot.
But you know what? When you look at the blockchain companies, they're not very exciting. I would say the biggest blockchain company is Accenture, A-C-N. Which is hitting new all-time highs. What's Accenture ranked right now, ACN? It's a $100 billion company. It's got a 1.8% dividend yield.
It's 369.
Yeah, it would definitely fit in that income and growth portfolio. And there is a blockchain ETF.
Did you see the chart on GBTC today?
Oh, do I want to?
And yesterday?
Do I want to? GBTC is the Bitcoin.
Isn't that crazy?
When you get a chance, look at the Bitcoin Investment Trust, the symbol GBTC. When we come back, we'll talk about it and Riot. Remember Riot? Someone pointed out Riot to them. IROT. Bitcoin going nuts again today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Now, there's a couple of things to understand about Bitcoin. You can invest in Bitcoin. And, Stephen, how does one actually invest in the coin, the Bitcoin?
The coin itself?
Yes.
You would have to open up a Bitcoin wallet.
How does one do that?
You know, there's one, I think it's at BTC.com.
Okay.
And I actually have a wallet. I don't have any money in it.
What? You're like my wallet.
Yeah. And it's all online. I mean, it's hard to explain, really.
And you can buy a portion of a Bitcoin.
You can buy a portion of a Bitcoin. So, because one Bitcoin's what? Almost $10,000
now. I think the secret to this Bitcoin thing is they only mine so many Bitcoins, right? So there's a limited number of them floating around, and they just keep changing hands.
Well, and there used to be money to be made in mining the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But now it's,
they're all
it
mine.
Seems like it's too expensive
they're
to
just
do it.
Changing hands, which to me is a tulip bulb mania, and I just cannot bring myself to buy Bitcoin. And I kick myself. I mean, I remember people talking to me about it when it was $500.
I remember when it was $100 and someone told me to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's $10,000.
Yeah.
So you got video gamers sitting on the couch that are geniuses in the market because they bought Bitcoin years ago, right?
Yep.
I wonder how many times they sold along the way and bought back in. Now, the other part of this whole Bitcoin craze is the blockchain companies. Now, if you look online, another way to get involved in Bitcoin is the ETF, I guess you would say it is, that Stephen just mentioned. Yeah, it's an exchange-traded note, so it's an ETN. It's GBTC. This thing was $86 last year, right?
Yeah.
And now it's $1,522. And it's hitting a new all-time high today. It's just exploded to the upside. Now, think about this. It went to $1,100 in September, and then it went clear down to $481.
In September.
You had to ride through a 52% drop.
Yeah.
But if you bought it at 481, now you've tripled your money and you're at 1522. Now, that's a chart that I would look at and say, let's buy some puts on that chart.
Yeah.
And we just look. The Bitcoin Investment Trust, GBTC, does not trade options. So you could short the darn thing. That's about all you can do. Now, the one that follows the blockchain, which is not nearly as exciting, Riot, R-I-O-T, provides exposure to the blockchain ecosystem through targeted investments in the sector. One has to remember that back in 2010, this was $1,000 split adjusted. Today it's $14. But you also have to say, well, it began the year at about $4 a share, and now it got up to $24 a share. It was up 700%. Now it's getting killed again.
Now it's down to 14.
So you've got to have a real stomach for volatility. I would not play the blockchain game, and I personally cannot bring myself to play the Bitcoin game. But if you want to play it, I'm just warning you that it's passing around a cherry bomb with a fuse that is lit, and at some point in time, somebody's going to get left holding the bag. But in the meantime, each time the cherry bomb passes from one hand to the next, it continues to go up in price. And we're closing in on $10,000 for one Bitcoin. What's the website again if somebody wants to open and buy a Bitcoin? BTC?
BTC.com. At least that's where I have a wallet.
But well,
I don't know how to use it.
We focus on stocks, okay? And I want Stephen, we have a lot of people that have signed up for the live trading recently. They're having a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Can you send out yesterday's examples of what I sent out yesterday? What was the first one I sent out to everybody?
The first one you sent out was at 8:47 our time.
Our time.
And you said, the semiconductor stocks are selling off today due to a downgrade of the sector from overweight to equal weight by Morgan Stanley. This happens from time to time. I remain bullish due to my own valuations.
Okay, so not every message I send out is a buy or a sell because we own some semiconductor stocks, and they were kind of getting hit a little bit yesterday, and people are wondering, is Gunderson on top of this? Where is he today? Does he know what's going on? I want to know what to do with my Lam research and my applied materials. Where is he? Well, I sent out a message to everybody to calm you down, because emotion can be your worst enemy in the market, saying, hey, you know, this is going to happen from time to time. This bull market's been going for 8 years and 8 months, and there's been many days when it was down and we thought it was all over. I send out a nice calming message in a quiet, still small voice. Don't worry. Everything's okay. Hang in there. What was the second one I sent out?
All right. The second one was at 11 o'clock our time.
Wow. 3 hours before. They didn't hear from me for 3 hours. I hope nobody was on the bridge ready to jump.
And you said the market is very wishy-washy today.
Yes.
It wants more clarity on the Senate tax reform bill probability.
Yeah, because I looked for 3 hours and I didn't find anything. I couldn't find anything.
Not finding anything new to buy or sell yet. I will be looking right up until the market closes.
That's darn right. And it closes at 1 p.m. here in San Diego. And I continued to look. And guess what? In the last hour and a half of the market, what did I find?
Looks like you bought four.
Okay, let's hear two of the first two.
All right. I already own a 2.5% overall position in Visa.
Visa, V.
Buying a like-size position today for new clients.
Well, you see, and look at it. You see it hitting new all-time highs today?
Yep.
Okay. And that's a very nice cup and handle chart pattern. And I raised my target price. Did I say how much I raised it by? I don't think I did.
Usually, from 179 to 209.
Okay, so I told everybody, look, I just raised my five-year target price on Visa from 179 to 209. That's a significant upgrade. So I give you the reason why. Now, all my existing clients already own Visa.
Yep.
But have we gotten a lot of new accounts recently?
We have.
And they came in flat with nothing in them, correct? Many of them.
Right.
Well, they all got a 2.5% position, the new people in Visa. Okay, give me one more. This is an example of what I send out on a daily basis.
Let's see.
We got pretty busy in the last hour of the day yesterday.
Yeah, so we got nice breakout in Google today.
Google.
I already own a 2.5% overall position in the Premier Growth Portfolio.
G-O-O-G-L.
Buying a like-size position today for new clients. Alphabet is a big player in the autonomous car sector.
That's correct. They own Waymo. And I'll forever call it Google. It's Alphabet.
I know, that's so
bizarre. Alphabet Inc., Alphabet Soup. And Google hit a new all-time high, by the way, yesterday. It's pulling back just a little bit today, but all of our new clients, if you didn't own Google already and you're a new client, you all got a 2.5% position in Google.
To me, Google is like Amazon. It's just,
you got to own it.
This is one of those stocks you have to own right now.
Well,
right now.
This is one of those shows we have to end right now.
Yeah.
As I hear the music. Anyways, the live trading, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Get the newsletter so you're familiar with the different portfolios that I manage. And if you're sick of Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, et al., any of the above, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.